Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by, and welcome to IMC's conference call to discuss the third quarter 2013 results. The presentation is available for download at the company's website, www.internationalmealcompany.com/IR. We would like to inform that during the company's presentation, all participants will be in listen-only mode. We will then begin the Q&A session when further instructions will be given. In case you need any assistance during the conference, please request the operator's help by pressing star zero. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. In this conference, we have Mr. Javier Gavalón, CEO of IMC, Mr. Julio Milán, CFO, and Mr. Neil Amarino, Investor Relations Director. I will now turn the conference over to Mr. Javier Gavalón. Please, Mr. Gavalón, you may proceed.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to IMC earnings conference call for the third quarter of 2013. Firstly, we would like to thank you all for participating in the call during the presentation. We will talk about our main third quarter highlights, and then we will open the Q&A session, where we can go into more details of any questions that you may have. If you turn to slide two, third quarter 2013 highlights, let's go straight to see the main quarter highlights in detail. We closed September 2013 with 379 stores. We opened nine stores in the third quarter and closed 10 that will be commented on later on. Once again, we focus mainly on the airport segment, and as we have announced previously, into September 2013, we have opened 22 new stores net in this segment, and we plan to open more in the fourth quarter. We will continue our focus on the airport segment as our main growth driver. Same-store sales increased by 9.6% in the quarter and 8.4% in the first nine months, led by the airport segment, which grew 15.1% in the quarter. For the first time this year, the gross margin recorded a year-on-year improvement, closing the third quarter at 31.1%, 100 basis points above third quarter 2012. In the first nine months, we recovered practically all of the first half lost, and we expect to close the year with higher gross margins than 2012. As mentioned at the beginning of the presentation, we have concluded the plan we have commented on early on analyzing loss-making stores. As a result, we decided to close 10 stores in the quarter, nine of them in shopping malls. We are extremely excited to announce that in the last few days, we managed to reach an agreement with most of the privatized airports in Brazil, extending our existing food and catering contracts and increasing our position in the new terminals under construction. We're still under negotiations, and we believe we're on the right track on closing them before the year ends. In the case of Guarulhos Airport, we extended our existing store contracts into 2024 as Terminal 1 and Terminal 2. Terminal 1 is particularly important since the airport is going to move their domestic flights when Terminal 3 opens. As you know, domestic flights are constant through every day and is one of our best customers that travel through our stores. In Brasília, we extended into an agreement to install 11 new stores and extended our air catering contract to at least into 2021. We believe Brasília is one of our Brazil main domestic hubs, and we also believe that there's a great chance of increasing the number of international flights in the year to come. Also, we have a great relationship with Inframedica, where we also have previous experience in the airports in Argentina. In Viracopos Airport, we extended our catering contract for an additional 10 years as well. I can also reveal that we are in advanced stages of negotiations to have an important position on the new terminal in Guarulhos, Terminal 3, and also to install new stores in Viracopos, as we mentioned. We will keep you updated in future developments regarding these new negotiations. On slide 3, expansion of stores, we closed September with 379 stores, 47 more than a year ago, and 29 more than at the beginning of the year. This quarter, we opened 9 stores and closed 11 loss-making units, as we have just mentioned. The annual upturn was primarily concentrating in the airports, where we opened 22 of the 29 new stores in this year to date, and 5 of 9 stores in the quarter. In slide 4, net revenue and same-store sales. Net revenue grew by 16.8% to 354.5 million reais in quarter 3, and 17.1% year-to-date, reaching 990.9 million reais. Same-store sales recorded another great performance, growing to 9.6% in the quarter and 8.4% in the first 9 months. In terms of same-store sales segment, the airport segment was the main highlight, with substantial growth, as we mentioned before, of 15.1% in the quarter, followed by the road segment with 10.8%. Sales in the shopping mall segment improved considerably over the previous quarter, rising from a year-on-year reduction of 3.1% to a year-on-year gain of 1.5% positive. As we expect, the closures in the last 2 quarters will lead to an even bigger improvement in the 4th quarter of this year. Slide 5, gross margin and gross profit. Gross profit totaled 110 million reais in third quarter 2013 and 20.8% above third quarter 2012 and 289.7 million reais year to date, 17% more than in the first 9 months of the last year. Third quarter gross margin grew by 100 bps over third quarter 2012, reaching 31.1%, practically offsetting the first half margin loss. The year-to-date gross margin stood at 29.2% versus 29.3% in 9 months 2012. This quarter, we conducted a detailed analysis of labor costs in the road segment, where we reduced our number of employees by approximately 90 people. As we mentioned in our last conference call, this is an example of our strategy of focusing on current operations, known in the company as back to basics. It is also worth noting that we managed to reduce our food cost for the 10th consecutive quarter in an environment where food inflation is hard to manage. On slide 6, operating expenses and adjusted EBITDA. The percentage of our net revenue operating expenses increased by 280 bps in the quarter, or 160 bps if we exclude the effects of depreciation and amortization. In the first 9 months, these expenses increased by 110 bps over 80 bps excluding depreciation and amortization. The biggest increases in the line came from the rent, and especially from the line of others, where certainly of last year reversals did not reoccur. This quarter, the difference in the reversals totaled 2.9 million, or 0.8% of net revenue. In the first 9 months, the difference was 9.8 million, or 1% of revenue. The other operating income line came to 9.1 million, or 2.6% of net revenue, 100 bps up on third quarter 2012. In the first 9 months, this line totaled $23.3 million, or 2.3% of net revenue, 20 bps more than 9 months of 2012. As we always said, we cannot predict exactly when we will close the contract with suppliers, and we will still therefore always have some variations in the quarter comparisons. But we're certain that we are close to close the detail of all the other contracts we have with suppliers by the end of the year. Net recurring items total $6.4 million, mainly as a result of due diligence procedures, including the evaluation of BIPS chain in Mexico and expenses associated with the restructuring of our workforce. Also, we have some legal fees related to the new negotiations of the airports that we have just closed, as we mentioned before. Adjusted EBITDA increased by 12.6% over third quarter 2012 to 44.6 million reais, with a margin of 12.6% versus 13% in the same period last year. Year-to-date adjusted EBITDA climbed by 11.4% with a margin of 11.5%. On slide 7, net income. On slide 7, you can see the reconciliation of adjusted EBITDA and net income in third quarter 13 versus third quarter 12, in 9 months 2013 versus 9 months 2012. Non-recurring items total $6.4 million in the quarter versus $2.6 million in third quarter 12, as explained in the previous slides. In the first 9 months, these expenses stood at $26.8 million versus $12.3 million of 9 months 2012. The financial result was a net expense of 7 million reais in the third quarter 2013 versus an expense of 5.2 million third quarter 2012 as a result of the reduction in our cash position due to our expansion investments. Book income taxes came to 4.8 million versus a credit of 1.4 million in 2012. The company last board meeting approved the incorporation of some of our subsidiaries by other subsidiaries. This is the first step of our corporate restructuring, where we help reduce the accounting distortions in this line that we have witnessed in the recent quarters. As a result of all of the above, we closed third quarter 2013 with a net loss of 0.3 million reais versus an income of 14.6 million in third quarter 12. On slide 8, cash flow. Net operating cash flow totaled 31.4 million reais in the quarter and 61.9 million in the first 9 months. In third quarter 2013, CapEx absorbed 41.7 million, 13.1 million of which related to payment installments of previous acquisitions. And in the first 9 months, CapEx came to 118.2 million reais, 49 million on which allocated to acquisitions or payment installments for previous acquisitions. These investments were financed by the company-owned resources and operating cash flow. Net debt closed the quarter at 300 million reais, or 1.8 times EBITDA in the last 12 months. If receivables were considered as cash, this ratio fell to 1.4 times EBITDA. We will now be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you. We will now begin the Q&A session. If you would like to ask a question, please dial star 1. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove your question from the queue by pressing star 2. At this time, we will pause momentarily to assemble our roster. Once again, as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then 1 on your touch-tone phone. And again, star 1 will allow you to ask a question. And as a final reminder, star 1 will allow you to ask a question. Since there seems to be no questions, I would like to turn the floor over to Mr. Javier Gavilán for his final remarks.
Thank you very much. I would just like to reiterate our enthusiasm for the project. We're excited with the new negotiations with the airports in Brazil that we have concluded, and we're in the process of finishing in the next couple of months. And thank you for your trust in IMC.
This concludes IMC's conference call. You may now disconnect and have a good day.